Country music these days seems to be dominated by young stars on major record labels making polished music that's influenced by rock and roll and aimed at a young audience. So rock critic Ken Tucker wanted to call attention to a new, more traditional country album. It's the debut album by a veteran of 15 years of music making, Dale Watson's Cheatin' Heart Attack.
I got a list of reasons I look at every day, and it's given me the courage to keep on walking away. When I think I'm gonna backslide, get hurt all over again, I got a list of reasons why you're never gonna win. It's been open and closed.
As a country music fan, I think country music pretty much stinks these days. Most of the best-selling stuff right now is safe and timid, more soft rock than hardcore. It used to be one of country music's distinguishing characteristics was that, unlike youth-obsessed rock and roll, country addressed grown-ups and grown-up situations, marriage, infidelity, and divorce, honky-tonking and drinking too much. In this context, the new album by Dale Watson sounds like a blessed throwback.
Sweet, 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 wine, wine.
In the liner notes to Cheatin' Heart Attack, Dale Watson says that even though this is his debut album, he's been making a living at country music for 15 years. That means that this native Texan has undoubtedly spent a decade and a half playing music in the sort of honky-tonks that his songs both celebrate and mourn. In his picture, Watson stares straight into the camera hugging a guitar, his hair swept up in a 50s-style pompadour. When you play in bars, you have to do a lot of covers of other people's hits, and in Watson's voice, you can hear the echoes of George Jones, Merle Haggard, and Buck Owens. What lifts Dale Watson above the usual run of professional bar band players, though, is the fact that his original material establishes him as his own man.
Caught in a camera's eye, caught without an alibi, a picture's worth a thousand words, they say. In a motel room, the tangled sheets smell like sweet perfume. No matter who's at fault, we're caught. Now who'd have thought?
When veteran acts put out good music, it's likely to be ignored by country radio stations. A mere decade ago, the musical reunion of former husband and wife George Jones and Tammy Wynette would have been pretty big news. These days, their new collaboration, an album called One, is being treated as little more than a desperation move by two solo careers on the skids. But at least Jones and Wynette have had their heyday. If there was any justice in Nashville, Dale Watson would be having his now.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Dale Watson's debut album, Cheatin' Heart Attack, on High Tone Records.